Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
You won't believe it. You just won't believe it.
I think he's been without a job too long.
No kidding. So I pray that you'll get Dad a job real soon.
How can you do that?
I've never seen statistics, Donna.
I don't get this at all.
The best is yet to come.
Okay, what if you just hold it right there?
Oh, I got it, George.
That's it. Yeah. You want to swing it a bit to make sure it's on right? I mean, there's no point in having a storage shed if the door won't fit snug.
Well, it looks like it works all right.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help, George.
You bet.
You know, I couldn't have done it without you.
That's my pleasure.
Here's your lemonade.
Thanks.
I don't know how you feel about it, but losing your job was a godsend to me. And to a lot of other folks in Odyssey.
Yeah.
Emma Douglas told me yesterday that you painted her garage, and, well, the whole church has been talking about the landscaping you've done.
I just thought I'd put all my extra time to good use. I mean, it sure beats sitting around the house moping about the lack of jobs around here.
Still nothing from the employment center, huh?
Nothing. I've visited just about every eligible employer in town, not to mention the resumes I've mailed out.
Yeah. You know, maybe God has something else in mind.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, it's been really good for me, Whit, not having a job for a while.
Really? How so?
Yeah, I've had a lot of time to think and pray. It's helped me get my priorities straight, get rid of a lot of the clutter in my life. I suppose that's been the best thing about it.
You know, it's admirable how you've been able to take a bad situation and turn it into something good.
Well, I couldn't have done it without my family. I mean, they've been really good about it, tightening the belt, bringing in extra money. Which reminds me, I have to get home or I'll be late.
Late?
Yeah. We're selling our second car today. The buyer's coming to pick it up. I gotta run. See you, Whit.
Okay. See you, George. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Albritton. I'm sure you'll have plenty of good years with it. Don't forget what I said about the carburetor. Bye. Well, that's that. The Barclays are a one-car family once again.
Goodbye, old friend.
Jimmy.
You did very well, darling. I think we got a fair price.
A fair price for a good car. I knocked off $75 for that carburetor problem, and he'll be able to fix it for $30.
I'm gonna miss that car.
You're kidding.
What? I thought you hated it.
That's right. You said it was embarrassing.
No, it was only embarrassing when Dad dropped me off at school in it. It would have been great when it was mine.
Oh, hold on. What do you mean, yours? Dad was going to give that car to me, weren't you, Dad?
Well, I never said that.
Jimmy, I'm the one who would be getting my driver's license first. I would have used the car, and then it would have gone to you, if I felt like it.
Oh, right. Dad, will you please tell her that...
Hold on. There's no point in even talking about it. I mean, the car's gone. You two will have to save to get your own cars one day.
That's what I mean. Is this poverty or what?
Hardly, Jimmy.
Look, we've all had to make sacrifices since I lost my job, and... unfortunately, we'll have to make some more. I've got a man coming to look at my golf clubs this afternoon.
What?
You're not selling your golf clubs.
I am.
But you love golf. How can you do that?
It's all right. I wasn't playing much anyway. Now, come on. Let's see about some lunch. What do we want? Sandwiches?
We have some leftover pizza from last night.
All right.
Oh, man. I can't believe Dad is selling his golf clubs. How depressing.
Yeah. I think he's been without a job too long.
No kidding. What's he gonna sell next? My stereo?
That's not what I mean. Did you see how he just shrugged about playing golf? Like it was no big deal to him? I mean, it's just not Dad if he's lost interest in golf.
So what are we gonna do about it?
Jimmy? Donna, come on in.
I think it's time for a strategy session. Tonight, my room.
Right. Donna?
Come on in. Where's Mom and Dad?
Well, Dad fell asleep on the couch and Mom's in bed reading.
Good. We don't want them to know we're talking.
Right.
Why not?
Because it'll make them worried. They know we never talk without fighting unless there's something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what are we going to do about getting Dad a job?
Well, I was thinking about it, and I figure I should have copies made of a picture of Dad in those goofy overalls he likes to wear. And then I'll mail them out, and someone will hire him because they feel sorry for him. You know, kind of like a poster child for a famine.
That's the best you could come up with?
And you thought of something better?
Well, they have this computer at the library that can cross-reference skills. Well, we could type in what Dad knows how to do, and it'll tell us other alternatives. Once we get that, we just send his resume out to all the companies who need someone with Dad's skills.
But what does Dad know how to do?
Oh, come on, lots of stuff.
For instance?
What did he do before?
I don't know. Something to do with operations management.
Well, I thought it was accounting.
Maybe it was operations management accounting.
This is ridiculous. Dad worked for the same company for years, and we don't know what he did.
He brought home a paycheck. What else did we need to know? Any other ideas?
No, that was it.
Oh, great strategy session.
Well, there was one other thing.
Yeah?
Well, I thought maybe we should pray together for Dad.
I've been praying for Dad.
Yeah, but we haven't been praying together. Maybe if we pray together more, it'll make a difference. You know, where two or more, and all that stuff.
Well, I'm game.
Okay, let's pray. Go ahead.
Why do I have to go first?
Well, you don't have to go first. I'll go first.
Oh, sure. And then you'll pray everything I want to pray. No. I'll go first.
Fine. Then go first. I don't mind being second.
Oh, I get it. Now you let me go first to show that you're more spiritual than me?
Jimmy, just pray.
All right. Dear God, I want to pray for my dad right now because I know it's been tough on him not having a job and all. So I pray that you'll get Dad a job real soon, with a great salary, and a big office with a nice view, and maybe a company car, and a...
Jimmy.
Oh. You know what I mean, God. Please get him a good job. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I wouldn't pretend to know what your will is for Dad, but I pray that you'll encourage him while he's out of work. Guide him as he looks for a job. Open up the right doors for him. Lord, help him, because I know you love Dad even more than we do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Where did you learn to pray like that?
What do you mean?
You sounded like an adult. What'd you do, read it somewhere?
Cut it out. It's rude to critique people's prayers. I wasn't talking to you anyway.
Do you really think it'll help?
Yeah, I really do. I have a good feeling about it. Something is going to happen.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Jimmy. How was school today?
Oh, same old stuff. We watched a film about the housefly and I fell asleep.
That's not good.
Yeah, you're telling me. My mouth was open and I drooled on my math homework.
Oh.
You haven't seen my dad around, have you?
Oh, yeah. He was here earlier and said he might come back this afternoon.
Oh. I thought maybe something happened today.
Something's supposed to happen?
Well, not really. I mean, maybe. I mean, he doesn't know something's gonna happen. It's kind of hard to explain.
Hmm. Are you throwing him a surprise party, or does this have something to do with his search for a job?
No, it's not a party, but it sort of has to do with the job, except he doesn't know that either.
Jimmy, you're not making much sense.
Well, see, Donna and I prayed for Dad last night, that he would get a job, and Donna felt like something was going to happen.
You mean today?
Well, she didn't say when, but I figured today's as good as any day if God wants to do something.
Well, that's true, but, you know, God works in his own time, too. He answers prayers when he thinks it's best. In fact, he often answers prayers in ways we don't expect. Anything can happen.
Whit! Whit! Oh, good, Jimmy, you're here too. You won't believe it. You just won't believe it.
Well, what, George?
Yeah, calm down, Dad. What's going on?
It's amazing. I was just walking down the street, just walking to the hardware store. They're having a sale on those long nails we need to remember, Whit, those thick ones that you
Dad,
used to
do. Dad,
huh? Oh, then I bumped into Dave Carey. He works at my old office. And he said that he got promoted and things like that. And suddenly he said that I was just the man he was looking for because a new position opened up with the company and he wants me to interview for it.
You're gonna get your old job back?
Not my old job, Jimmy. A new job with the same company.
Yes!
Can you believe it?
Well, that's wonderful, George. Congratulations.
I have to go this afternoon to interview, but this is amazing.
That's great, Dad. What were you saying a minute ago, Mr. Whitaker?
I think my words were, anything can happen.
Where is he?
Be patient, Jimmy. He'll come home as soon as he can.
I don't know. He may have stopped at the hardware store. They're having a sale, you know.
I don't remember how this works. Is it a good indication or a bad indication if the interview takes a long time? Which one means that they like him?
I've never seen statistics, Donna.
I figure the company is begging and pleading with Dad to come back. Let's face it, the place went down the tubes after he left.
Jimmy, the place was going down the tubes before he left. That's why they had to lay him off.
Yeah, but they went more down the tubes afterwards.
More down the tubes? As opposed to getting stuck part of the way down?
What are you two jabbering about?
Hey, I was just trying to stick up for Dad, but Donna wants to quibble.
I'm not quibbling. I'm just saying that...
Wait. Was that a car door? I think that was a car door.
Do you want me to look?
No. I think we should act just as nonchalant as possible, just in case it didn't work out.
Nonchalant?
Nonchalant. Act normal.
Oh, okay.
Donna, over here.
All right. Boomer. You look so obvious.
Act normal.
Right. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Well,
Wait a minute.
Did they like your new tie?
Did they like his tie, Mom?
Well, I picked it out.
What happened, Dad?
Well, I have to admit that the interview went really well.
What kind of a job is it?
Well, it's a higher level job than I had before.
Uh-huh.
I'd oversee both accounting and operations instead of just operations.
Oh, so it was operations.
Anyway.
Perks, Dad. What about the perks?
Well, it's a much better salary, title, office, even a company car.
All right! I love praying!
But did they offer you the job?
Well, as a matter of fact, they did.
Oh, yes!
Now, hold on. Don't get so excited.
When do you start, Dad?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
They wouldn't tell you?
No, they told me, but, well, I'm not sure I want to take the job.
What? Are you okay?
You have to take the job, Dad. It's an answer to our prayers.
I know it seems like it, but, well, I'd like to think and pray about it for a while.
That's good sense, George. Maybe you should talk to the pastor.
Yeah, I think I will.
Oh, man. I don't get this at all. Think, pray, talk to the pastor? Did Moses go for counseling about whether or not to cross the Red Sea?
This isn't the same thing, Jimmy.
It sure seems like a miracle. We prayed, didn't we, Donna?
Uh-huh.
And I would appreciate it if you'd keep praying, too. This won't be an easy decision.
I think Dad has lost his marbles. It's perfect. It's everything I prayed for.
I don't understand it either. But it's his life. It's his decision.
Yeah, but what he decides affects our lives, too. I think we should have put it to a vote.
It doesn't work like that.
Hello, Jimmy. Donna.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, pretty exciting about your dad's job offer, huh?
Exciting for us, yeah. And I can't say the same for Dad.
Something wrong?
Well, we figured Dad would jump at the chance to take this new job. But he said he wants to think about it.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, I guess. But it sure seemed obvious to us. It was the answer to our prayers.
Yeah, even down to the big office in the company car.
I see.
I don't mean any disrespect, but I really think Dad's flipped out this time.
Thinking and praying for God's will before making a decision is flipping out?
Well, not when you put it like that. It's just so, you know.
Obvious.
Yeah.
You know, I believe your dad will make the best decision, but there's something the two of you need to understand about prayer.
What?
The obvious answer isn't always the right answer when it comes to how God answers our prayers.
Mom? Dad?
We're home.
We're in the living room, kids.
Is she crying?
It's me.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry about this.
This must look awful.
What's wrong? What happened?
Yeah, did somebody die or something?
No, nothing like that. You better sit down.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it looks hysterical.
What's going on?
Well, I'm not going to work with my old company.
What?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to cry now.
Well, did they offer it to someone else? Was that why you're crying?
No, we're not crying because we're sad. We're crying because we're happy.
Happy? Dad lost his job again and you're happy?
I didn't lose the job, Jimmy. I just decided not to take it.
You turned it down?
I know. You got a better job offer, didn't you? President of something.
No. Sit down, will you?
We are sitting, Dad.
All right. Well, then maybe I better stand up. You see, this time without work has had a big impact on me. Not just the finances, but everything. It's helped clear my thinking and reset my priorities.
He is going to sell my stereo.
No, nothing like that, Jimmy. Anyway, your mother and I have talked and prayed, and I've spent the past few months getting help and advice, and, well, I'm going to cry again.
I don't believe this. I'm a nervous wreck. What is going on? Will you tell us?
Be patient, Donna. He will.
It's all right. It's all right. It's just that this is so... Never mind. I'll just say it. Kids, I didn't accept the job because I believe that God is calling me into the ministry.
What?
A minister?
You mean like a pastor? At church?
Wherever God says.
But we don't know how to be ministers' kids. We'll have to act perfect all the time.
Pastors' kids are not perfect.
You're telling me. Have you seen the way some of them dress?
Calm down. You're moving too fast.
Too fast? Well, what if God wants you to go to deepest, darkest Africa or... Oh, man. Somewhere in Connellsville.
Then we'll go. But will you slow down a minute? It's not like you have to pack tonight.
It's a shock for you.
How about a trillion-volt shock? Am I glowing yet?
Everything's going to change. I just know it.
Probably.
We're going to have to be at church every time the doors are open.
Jimmy, you two are at church now every time the doors are open.
Well, yeah, but now we'll feel like we have to.
Will you just relax for a minute? I haven't thought and prayed about this without keeping you in mind. This isn't just an overnight decision. It's been going on for a long time. I've spent the past few months testing it and talking to the pastor.
That's why you've been spending so much time with him.
Well, that's one reason, yes.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, because I didn't want you to worry about it, like you are now, until I knew for sure what to do. It's funny, but that job offer worked as a reason for finally making a decision.
That's what we get for praying. Do you see, Donna? You and your big ideas.
Cut it out, Jimmy.
You two were praying for me? Together?
Yeah.
I'm touched.
That's very sweet of you.
But we prayed for you to get a job, not this.
But don't you understand? God answered your prayer. Your dad is going to get a job now. It just wasn't the job that we expected.
Not what we expected. Isn't that what Whit said to you, Jimmy?
Maybe.
Look, this whole thing is a process. It's going to take some adjustment as we go along. I'm still going to have to find part-time work while I go to seminary.
You're going back to school?
Uh-huh.
We'll help you with your homework, Dad.
I'd appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to think about this. It's a lot to dump on us all of a sudden.
I know that, and I'm sorry about it, but I couldn't think of a better way. There's more to tell you, but why don't we just leave it alone for a little bit while you get a chance to think about it, okay? Just try to get used to the idea.
Okay. Come on, Jimmy.
Do pastors get a company car?
Come on!
George, what about...
Let's wait, Mary. One thing at a time.
Okay, so what do you think?
I don't know. It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, Mr. Whitaker. This isn't one of those do we buy a new vacuum cleaner decisions.
Well, it certainly isn't. Imagine how your dad must feel.
I'd be scared.
You can be sure of that.
I can't picture it. Dad. A pastor or a missionary or something. I mean, he's just my dad.
Well, that won't change, Jimmy. He'll always be our dad.
But make no mistake, he'll be more than just your dad. In a way, he'll become a dad to a lot of people. You're going to have to learn to share him.
I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, I won't sugarcoat it. Your whole family is in for a lot of change. This process is going to require sacrifice from all of you.
More sacrifice, you mean? That's how it's been ever since Dad lost his job.
Then you're already prepared for part of it. Funny how that works. God's been preparing you for something and you didn't even know it.
Everything is going to change now. I can feel it.
Oh, probably. But like I've said before, it's not the changes that are important, but how we react to the changes that'll make all the difference.
I guess our reaction hasn't been very helpful to Dad.
Just remember, the best thing we can do is face up to the changes in our lives with courage and faith that God is involved in those changes. That's the challenge for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Why don't you go on home and talk to your parents some more? Now, I'm sure they have more to say. Want to know how you feel.
Okay.
See you, Mr. Whitaker.
And thanks.
You're very welcome. And you can be sure I'll be praying for you. The best is yet to come.
Mom, Dad, sit down.
Uh-oh.
I guess you've been talking about it.
We have. You want to go first, Jimmy?
Not a chance.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
For reacting so selfishly earlier.
Donna was selfish. I was just considering our options.
Are you going to talk?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Anyway, Dad, the truth is, I love you, and I'm proud of you for making such a hard decision. I know it must be really scary, but we're with you. No matter what happens, we're with you.
Even if it doesn't mean getting a company car.
And that's it.
Come here, both of you. Come on, Mary.
I think I might cry again.
Thank you, kids. Thank you so much. You don't know how much it means to me. I just pray that as we go through this process together, it'll bring us closer to each other and to God.
Amen.
Sounded like a benediction, Dad. Were you practicing?
Not exactly.
We know it means a lot of change, Dad, but we're ready for it.
We think.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that because there's something else you should know.
Uh-oh.
What?
Mary?
Well, I'm not sure how to say it.
Just say it, Mom.
There goes my stereo.
Donna? Jimmy? I'm pregnant.
What?
It sounds like the Barkley family is in for a lot of change. And I can't wait to find out what's going to happen when we check in with them in the months to come. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Prayer for George Barkley was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.